Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Parents, I want to give you a special clue. If you want your stories to be heard without a screen, which that's what I love screenless fun. If you have an Alexa or a Google device, you can say, "Hey Google," or "Hey Alexa," and say, "Play the podcast Kid Short Stories." And that's a really fun way to listen along without a screen needing to be nearby. But back to today's story. It comes from Heidi and Emily. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. You know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Carrie, Harold and Jeff from Florida, Cannon and Kai from North Carolina, Ollie from California, Mercy, Levi and Glory from California, Juliet from Colorado, and Theo and Will from New Jersey. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Heidi was just waking up. She was a butterfly, and she was really excited today because today she was going to get to play with Emily. Yeah, Heidi and Emily were both butterfly best friends, and they love to fly around in the fields on a nice sunny day and bounce around on the flowers and just have so much fun flying. Wouldn't it be so cool if we could fly like a butterfly? Yeah, that would be, I think that might be one of the coolest things that I wish that I could do is fly like a butterfly. Like, just imagine you could soar through the wind and just in one little whoof of your wings, there you go. That would be so cool. Well, Heidi and Emily were both beautiful little butterflies. And they not only love to have fun, but they also love to solve mysteries and help other creatures. You see, not all creatures can fly, and not all creatures are as smart as butterflies are. Especially Heidi and Emily, they were one of the smartest pairs of butterflies in the whole wide world. And today, something crazy happened. "Hey, Emily, how are you doing?" said Heidi. "I'm doing great. What do you want to do today? Do you want to go fly around in the field or over by the lake?" Good question. Yesterday we were at the field the other day, so let's go to the lake. It's been a while. We have a lot of friends there that we haven't seen. Let's go." Heidi and Emily both zoomed off, flapping their beautiful wings towards the lake. Lakes are really fun to go to, right? Yeah, butterflies really like to hang out by the water. Do you know why? Well, one, it's a great place to get a drink of water when you're thirsty, because butterflies, they need to drink some water. And they also, flowers like to grow by lakes too. And so the butterflies, they eat the nectar and kind of like bees do with flowers, but butterflies like to hang out by the flowers too. So a lake is a great spot for them. "Oh, it's such a beautiful day, Heidi," said Emily. "Oh, I know. I can't believe that the sun is shining and it's just so nice." "Help! Help me! Help!"
"Did you hear that?"
"Oh my goodness, look over there." Heidi and Emily turned their heads, and over on the shoreline, there were a whole bunch of branches and a ginormous spider web.
"Ooh, those are dangerous. If you're a little creature or a butterfly, spider webs are very dangerous. You always want to stay far away from those because you could get stuck. But
it looks like there was some little creature that got stuck over there. Hey, Emily, let's go see if he needs help."
They flew over to the spider web, and sure enough, there was a little ladybug that had gotten stuck in the spider web.
"Please, please help me. I got stuck here and I don't know what to do,
said the ladybug.
Oh no. Well, my name's Heidi and this is my friend Emily and we are here to help.
All right. Well, what do we do? I don't know. I've been rolling around in this spiderweb for a long time and every time I move, it seems to make it worse and worse. Do you guys have any ideas?
Said Heidi.
I don't know.
Ooh, I have one, said Emily.
What if we got, like, a string, and Heidi held one side of the string, and I held the other side of the string, and we used it to fly around the spiderweb and, like, kind of cut it down with our string?
That could actually work, said Heidi.
Please hurry. The spider said he was coming back to eat me very soon. Hurry!
We'll be right back.
Heidi and Emily zoomed off to find a piece of string that they could hold. It was a really good idea. You see, they couldn't touch the spiderweb because it would then make it sticky and then they might get stuck in the spiderweb. But if they had something to, like, break it apart and cut it, then they could help rescue this little ladybug. Over by the shoreline, there was a whole bunch of debris that had washed up from the water, and they found a little string, which was perfect.
All right, Heidi, you grab this side, and I'm going to go over here and grab this side. Let's start flying over. We got to be fast. Hurry.
Heidi and Emily picked up the string and started flying as fast as they could towards the spiderweb. Spiderweb was bouncing around a lot because our ladybug friend was getting very nervous and was trying harder and harder to get out, but the more he struggled, the more stuck he got.
Hurry, I think the spider's coming.
Hey, you, hold still.
Oh no, it was a big, giant, furry spider.
Ah! Hurry, Heidi and Emily.
They arrived just in time with that string. As they flew around the spiderweb, holding the string on both sides, it started to cut the spiderweb and break it apart so that the ladybug bounced away free.
Hey, that was my lunch. Come back here,
said the spider.
Hey, ladybug, come with me.
Heidi picked up the ladybug and helped pull off the rest of the spiderwebs, and Emily helped brush it off his face, and they said,
Oh, I'm so glad we were able to get here in time. How long have you been here?
I got here this morning, and I don't know. It's been a long time, but you saved me. Thank you.
Well, hi. My name's Heidi, and this is Emily. What's your name?
Oh, it's great to meet you. My name's Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. We were just going to go play by the lake, and we definitely should stay away from spiderwebs, but do you want to come with?
That would be super duper,
said Lonnie. And that is the day that Heidi and Emily made a new friend with Lonnie the ladybug. And they had a lot of fun playing around on the lake that day, but they had to be extra careful to look out for those sneaky spiderwebs. The end.
Wow, what an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Zara from New York, Vivian from Austin, Texas, Ty and Addie from Calgary, Connor and Michaela from Sydney, Australia, Callan from Toronto, December and Levi from Oregon, and Ian and Harry from Vancouver. I'm so glad that you're on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And if you haven't done it yet, make sure that you smash that follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out a single story. Well, we'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.